We just got it confirmed yesterday. Are there any Atlanta Braves fans out there? Sure there are.
Right here.
Coming up on August the 7th at the inaugural WNML Sports Fest at the Knoxville Expo Center on August the 7th, former Brave Ryan Klesko is going to be in-house. Yeah, you heard
really?
Me.
Really? I didn't know that.
Did you, look, you're genuinely, you look excited you got.
Didn't know that. I should probably go to more meetings.
Well, it only happened like 5 hours ago.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
I woke up to an email that's saying that Ryan Klesko is going to be in-house.
That's cool. Maybe I should have got that email. Shout out management. But hey, here we are.
Well, I'm just letting
That's awesome, though. Ryan Klesko, big Braves guy.
Why would you not want the opportunity to be able to go and meet Ryan Klesko? Heath Shuler's going to be in-house, of course. Panel talk, so much. It's all going to be there in-house. That coming up on August the 7th. You're giving me that look right now. Did we just go live on the radio and the phone lines are just... Are you serious right now? This is what's happening? All right. Well, then plug the back of it like a Wi-Fi router and then plug it right back in. We'll give him another opportunity coming up in the next 5 or 6 minutes. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I want to ask you this, and I want to go ahead and just kind of bury this as it is. Kind of like when a dog gets done doing its business, it kicks its paws and it kicks the grass away. There's no chance Texas, Oklahoma just find a way to stay. Like I get where people are coming from when they say you'd rather them be in the SEC than not be in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely on the other side about that.
So you would rather see Texas, Oklahoma join the Pac-12, Texas, Oklahoma join the Big Ten? Because, again, I feel like conference expansion and realignment, it's going to happen either way. I think the landscape of college football in the next 10, 15 years is going to look completely different. So kind of like what Will said last week, would you rather go ahead and, you know, get that real estate right now, bring it on into your conference, or see it go somewhere else? Because, you know, I mean, they're not going to the Big 12. I mean, they're not going back, obviously. They are leaving. So wouldn't you rather have those two flagship universities with the healthy athletic departments, you know, coming over and joining the SEC or going and competing against the SEC?
See, here's my thing, and I'll go back to comments I made yesterday. And I understand hindsight's always 20/20. So going back and, you know, saying you don't want Missouri and A&M in this conference. Heck, Missouri's been to two more SEC championship games than the Vols have since they got introduced to the SEC a decade ago.
Oh, yeah.
I know that sounds nuts, man, but I would much rather have NC State, Wake Forest, Duke, and Carolina than having Oklahoma, Texas, A&M, and Missouri.
So you said you're a big geography guy. If that were to happen, is the ACC done? Like, it doesn't exist anymore? Because seeing North Carolina, Duke, Clemson, NC State, and the SEC, that's, for as big as a geography guy as you claim to be, huge. That is so weird to me.
You know what? It's not my problem.
Missouri and the SEC East is weird, too. I get it, but that's just very, very weird to me.
Not my problem. But if we're talking about the just from the sake of trying to keep things aligned,
yeah.
Oh, you're right. That completely throws a wrench in the works.
Yeah, for sure.
But clearly we don't care about geography anymore with Oklahoma and Texas, so why would I care about just shredding the state of Carolina and bringing it with us to the SEC?
So why the Carolina teams instead of the Big 12 teams?
Because a couple reasons. One, because it just seems that the Carolina, not only are they borders, but on top of all this, it's what schools can we add that can bring tons of revenue as well as fair level. They're not the obnoxious over-the-top brands, and that's saying a lot about new basketball. But at the same time, they, across the board in sports, are adding potential. Carolina.
That's exactly what Texas and Oklahoma is, though.
Well, but it,
exactly what it is.
But they don't also, it's, but they also get geography. I'm getting geography out of the Carolina schools.
Okay.
So essentially, I'm asking for those four schools again in this hypothetical because it takes care of geography and then it also takes care of already what Texas, Oklahoma are bringing to the table. But yet, Texas are known brands and they're more money.
I mean, I know I'm probably going to miss some things out here, but with Carolina, you've got...
That's like somebody asking me, Ivins, would you rather have more money or care to keep things geography in order from what you were taught and you learned while you were in grade school?
More money, please. That's what I want. More money, please.
Give me money.
Give me money.
Give me money.
North Carolina's got, obviously, a rich basketball program. Football is, you know, every other year it's kind of... But Matt Brown's doing football right now. It's pretty impressive.
You wait to see what Sam Howell does this year when he gets his hands on somebody.
I know.
You imagine if Sam Howell got into Clemson and just started kicking doors in, Dabo would be like, well, is he vaccinated? Let's talk about it.
Duke has got basketball. And then, I mean, what else does it have that competes on the national? Lacrosse competes on a national level.
Yes.
Baseball had an okay year this year, got hot at the end. NC State's got baseball, which is really, really good. Football is okay every now and then. And then, of course, Clemson's got football. I just feel like still, I get the geography sense. I get it. But in terms of bringing so much more to the conference across the board, I think you can make the case that Oklahoma and Texas could give you more. Right now, if Clemson came to the SEC, as long as Dabo's there, Clemson's going to be rolling. I get all that. But I think Oklahoma and Texas bring so much more to the board, all across it for the SEC.
That's Eric Kay, Tyler Ivins, 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Taking a look at the upcoming hour. We are less than 25 minutes away from chatting with WWE Intercontinental Champion Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews, who, by the way, fun fact, attended an SEC school. Anybody? Auburn. What are his thoughts on adding Texas and Oklahoma to the conference, and also what big things are coming to Thompson Bowling Arena when Friday Night SmackDown comes to TBA on September 17th. Also, a little birdie told me we got a pre-sale code before tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning. What? We'll tell you all before 9 a.m. here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. More and more I keep looking at the countdown. We were just going through Tennessee's first part of the schedule. In fairness, we're lining it up because Friday Night SmackDown's coming to town. WWE, it's going to be at Thompson Bowling Arena on Friday, September the 17th. For those of you who are wondering, wow, it's going to be a big weekend in Knoxville. Yeah, if you got tickets to the Tennessee Tech game the next day, it absolutely will. So those of you who are wondering, why are you guys talking WWE? We weren't. We were getting ready for Intercontinental Champion Apollo Crews to be joining the program. He'll be doing so in the next 20, 25 minutes. It's media day, so he'll be stopping by talking about what he's bringing to the table at TBA. But before we talk about other things that are happening at TBA, like Rick Barnes' basketball program, Kelly Harper's women's basketball program, we got to get through a 12-game slate. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, I know everybody right now is focused on Bowling Green, as they should be, because it's the next game. I'm telling you, man, I'm already infatuated with this week two showdown with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And, say what you will, maybe there's an advantage for Tennessee because Pittsburgh's got to get ready for their own opener. And maybe because Tennessee gets two extra days with them starting on Thursday compared to Saturday.
That's what all the talk was when the schedule changed. Hey, it gets us two more days to prepare for Pittsburgh.
I don't know if you need two.
It's not wrong.
Pittsburgh's not Alabama, but at the same time.
But only the second week running this new offense with a brand new quarterback. Unless
a quarterback that you haven't named yet.
Exactly. Going up against that defense. A quarterback
who is wide open.
Yeah.
When you heard Josh Heupel say he believes that it's wide open, and I believe you even asked him, and I'm paraphrasing here, when you were in the main room, answer his question for him. I know he answered it for you, but if you were in Josh Heupel's shoes right now, when would you like to start limiting reps and start narrowing down the options of who realistically is your starting quarterback in 2021?
Yeah, so camp will start the next week. I believe it's looking around like Wednesday, but next week, the 1st of August, your game is September the 2nd. So I would not go past August the 20th without, or maybe, the 15th without starting to cut reps down to maybe two guys.
No, give me an actual day. Today is July 28th.
So
if you're Josh Heupel and you're looking at your 30-day calendar on the wall and you're doing the X's through the blocks by this day, that's your last red X and you want to know who your quarterback is at least down to two?
Down to two, I would say August the 17th. August 17th. You can rep two guys all the way up till game week. Once game week gets here, you pick your guy and you roll. Now, the media won't know who it is. The players will. But once game week is here, the starting quarterback needs to get every single rep of that opponent's defense.
So if you right now had to take a guess, how's this elimination process go?
Oh, gosh.
Brian Maurer, in my opinion, is not in the mix.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So
I think
between Milton, Hooker, and Bailey, who's the first to go? Then tell me who's the last to go between the final two.
I mean, literally, this is a complete guess. I do not know.
In your opinion?
In my opinion, the coaching staff went out, said, we need more competition. We need another quarterback in the room. They went out and handpicked Joe Milton. And from a physical standpoint, what he brings to the table, he's everything Josh Heupel wants in this offense. However, Stephen A.,
ooh,
did you see how crappy he played at Michigan the last couple starts he had?
Well, that's why everybody just keeps rewatching the Minnesota tape.
Yeah, so there is a reason Joe Milton lost a starting job. So if he can come in here and get the offense and get it and prove that he can run it at an efficient pace,
right,
then I think Joe Milton would be the guy. But I think, you know, Harrison Bailey's probably got the leg up right now because he's got 15 practices in. So Maurer, in my opinion, is not in the race. I think it's a three-man battle. I think it goes Hooker. Hooker goes steps aside first.
So then now we're talking Joe Milton versus Harrison Bailey.
Yes. And then, you know, right now, since I'm just completely guessing, I literally don't know. It's wide open. I would say because Harrison Bailey has a few extra practices under his belt, he knows the tempo of this offense, I'll say he would be the starter with Milton stepping aside, but that could change in weeks two or week three. That's my complete guess. Again, it is wide open right now. And there was not a quarterback between Maurer, Bailey, and Hooker that separated themselves in spring, in my opinion.
Okay, so who separates themselves in the final 2 weeks? And if it is Hendon Hooker, or excuse me, if it is Harrison Bailey, I misspoke. If it is Harrison Bailey, you got to give this guy an opportunity to fly, right? Or is it going to be, okay, first time that you show any kind of shaky performance against Pittsburgh?
No, I'm with you. You can't, I mean, you're going to
see three quarterbacks against Bowling Green, I can tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, you might be using that as like, okay, we're going to run Harrison out there first, but, you know, we don't have a starting quarterback, quote unquote, right now. Our quarterback competition's still ongoing. You know, it could be one of those things, but say, hey, we're going to run Harrison out there first.
Right.
Because I'm with you. You're going to see all three quarterbacks play against, maybe four quarterbacks play against Bowling Green if it goes the way you think it's going to go.
I know which way it's going to go. Yeah. I have two tickets that tell me it's which way it's going to go.
But, you know, nonetheless, I think that's kind of the way it's supposed to go right there. What was your question? I completely forgot. Radio 101. Here we go.
I'll reset for you quickly. Who's your starting quarterback going to be? And I just want to know, you're essentially asked you in a reverse way what the depth chart's going to be at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I mean, I again, you know, don't know. I would say right now, Harrison Bailey, Joe Milton.
The question is Harrison Bailey.
Yeah.
So now once Harrison Bailey shows what he's got against Bowling Green, he's ultimately going to get put to the big test with a top 10 defense with Pat Narduzzi.
Football is a game of mistakes. You know, if you name a starting quarterback, you know, beginning of the season, it's Harrison Bailey.
Yeah.
First time he throws a pick, you can't yank him. First time he makes a mistake that has a misread, you can't yank him. If he continues down that path and you want to make a switch, sure. But absolutely, if you absolutely come out and say, okay, blank is our starting quarterback moving forward, you can't just yank him. Now, if they, again, want to say, we're going to run Harrison out there first, we don't have a starter, then that's a different story.
That's Eric Kane, Tyler Ivins. It's 8:25. We're going to come back. We're going to give you start, bench, cut, and then Apollo Crews. Is he going to join us? 20 minutes? Perfect. 8:45, Intercontinental Champion from SmackDown Live will be joining the program. Riding with Ivins. Nice little dub last night with the Redbirds in Cleveland. Jam-packed final 35 minutes of the starting lineup on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Knoxville or South Knoxville?
North Knoxville.
Okay, I live in West Knoxville.
It months.
I didn't see. I saw maybe, when I tell you, there was more water in my cup on the porch than there was on my grounds.
Yeah, it was Monday night. It monsooned there for a little bit, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see a drop.
East Tennessee, man. It's
as I saw drops. I did not see a down.
No, it wasn't long, but it came down.
I didn't see a dang
thing. I'll put the cookie dough on the dash today. Make some cookies at work.
Yeah, let me see how well that goes for you. I'm just saying, like, some of the most relaxing times for me to go to sleep, especially when I have to be in bed by, what, 7:30 in the evening? It's like rainstorm put me out in a second, man. I can't get a rainstorm to save my life. Star pitch cut time now. That I've sounded like a 70-year-old for the last 30 seconds here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. All right, Chandler Emerson, what do you say? Star pitch cut time here on Wednesday's TSL.
Today is Monica Abbott's 36th birthday. Star pitch cut these Lady Vols.
Uh-oh.
Abbott, Candace Parker, Shamika Holsquaw.
I knew you were going to do this.
This is tough. If we're being honest about it.
No, I want you to lie to me. Of course, be honest with me.
Now, you can make it your own. You can say career as a whole or just when they were at Tennessee.
Make it your own.
I'm going to say, I guess, just when they're at Tennessee. And so I'm going to make it my own. So I'm starting Holtzclaw. I'm benching.
Say it.
I got Abbott and I'm cutting Parker.
No. If you're making it while they were at Tennessee.
Well, Monica Abbott was an All-American every year she was here, wasn't she?
But, dude, national championships.
I mean, yeah.
Starting Shamika, benching Candace Parker, cutting Monica Abbott. And that's only if we're talking about what they did while they were in Knoxville.
Career-wise, you would start Abbott, bench Parker, and
cut Shamika,
yeah.
Biggest under-the-radar player for Vols football this season. Start, bench, cut. Byron Young, Javonte Payton, Princeton Fant.
So I'll start this one off. I will. It's kind of hard to consider him under the radar because he had such a great spring, got a lot of headlines. I will start Byron Young. I think he's going to be critical to that defense to get some rush on the passer. He and Tyler Barron. I'm going to start Byron Young. This is just for me. I don't know why I am high on Prince.
You're about
fan. I'm high on him, man. Alex Golish loves utilizing his tight ends in the goal line and in the red zone, and Josh Heupel does as well. So I'm going to bench Princeton Fant. I'm going to cut Javonta Payton.
I'm going to bench Javonta Payton. I'm going to cut Princeton Fant. I'm with you on the Byron Young thing, but I'll flip-flop him on those two.
Biggest story in sports right now, star bench cut, the Olympics, Oklahoma, Texas. Aaron Rodgers.
It's funny because it goes by the day, Tyler. It goes by the day. Right now, it's the Olympics because of Simone Biles. Right?
I know. I think it's Olympics for the 2 weeks. It's in
2 days.
We're talking about the world with the Olympics. We're talking about local with Oklahoma, Texas.
Well, nationally in the United States, I still think Oklahoma, Texas was a bigger story 3 days ago.
Okay.
Fair. I really, really do. Because, again, you got guys like me that totally checked out the Olympics right now, not watching it at all.
I'm going to cut Aaron Rodgers. I think people were getting more annoyed with Aaron Rodgers the longer this went.
But Monday and Sunday night, that was the biggest, might have been the biggest story in America. So I think it's that order. You start the Olympics, you bench Oklahoma, Texas, and then you cut Aaron Rodgers. But right. I think it really depends on the day.
Right.
Today is National Milk Chocolate Day.
Ooh.
Best sweet filling. Star bench cut. Chocolate, caramel, peanut butter.
How do you pronounce it? Second one.
Caramel?
Thank you.
Caramel.
It's caramel.
Caramel.
I'm not even doing this.
Give me some of that caramel.
You start chocolate, you bench peanut butter, you bench the caramel. It's gross.
You start chocolate, you bench caramel, you cut peanut butter.
What is caramel?
Caramel is just like whenever you go to visit the Caribbean.
Gross.
What do you call the Caribbean?
Oh, the Caribbean.
No, it's the Caribbean. It's Caribbean, it's caramel. It's I don't know what else you guys would do. Okay.
Caribbean and caramel.
Okay. You want some gravy for those mashed potatoes?
Pirates in the Caribbean.
Is it Pirates of the Caribbean? No, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not doing this. I swear I'm not trolling you, but you're just.
I know some of your teachers in high school, therefore, I'm going to stick with.
What do you lay your head on at night when you're in bed?
A pillow. Not a pillow.
It's a pillow.
No, it's not! No, you do not believe that!
What's the content that you put in your cereal? What's the white liquid?
Milk.
Milk.
You don't believe that?
Are you from East Tennessee?
I try to speak.
What? Okay, yeah, when you're shopping at the grocery store.
It is a buggy. It's not a shopping cart. It's a buggy.
Okay, when I ask the lady, ma'am, can you hand me that buggy? There are not horses attached to that thing. That is a shopping cart.
It is a buggy. It is a buggy.
Unfortunately, a cart.
Okay, that's a shopping cart.
Jeez.
Best drink buddy for the summer.
Ooh.
Star bench cut. Koozie. Steel insulation cup.
We talking about like a Yeti?
Oh my gosh.
A Yeti
those
cup.
Are,
okay, yeah, yeah. Those are
a can sleeve.
See, okay, my sister wants a brewmate for I'm glad you brought this up. Her birthday's coming up, and I was like, Chandler, you don't even drink alcoholic beverages. She goes, yeah, but I do sparkling waters, so I got her a brewmate. You know what? I'm like the old classic, man. I'm starting the koozie. I always keep a koozie in my glove box. That's one of my favorite koozies of all time, just in case they get me a canny. So I'm going to start the can koozie, classic. I'm going to bench the Yeti cup, the insulated metal cup, and yeah. I'll cut the can sleeve.
So this summer, I've been huge on the steel insulated cup, the Yeti. So yeah. That's my start right now, although a couple 12-ouncers in, that sucker gets pretty heavy.
I don't know why everybody calls it a Yeti. I don't know why automatically when people talk about the steel insulated cup, they go to Yeti. Why don't we throw more love to the actual in-state product, Orca?
I was going to say, mine's actually not a Yeti.
Kane saw mine at my desk yesterday. What was it, Kane?
Orca?
The old Bucky's cup. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I think it was massive.
I can't believe it. How have we not led with the A story that a Bucky's is coming to Tennessee at all the last 2 months?
I think it was massive.
I need some buck nuts right now.
I'll bench the koozie. I'm not a big can sleeve guy.
Last one, worst team in the SEC once expansion happens.
Now, when you mean the worst team, do you mean like statistics or like, oh my gosh, we're still talking about this team?
Worst of the three.
Okay.
Texas, Alabama, Florida.
You're clearly talking about the worst like I'm done talking about them. I'll start Texas, I'll bench Florida, I'll cut Alabama.
Nothing changes for me. I'll start Alabama, I'll bench Florida, I'll cut Texas.
I don't know. Like, I will never. Here's the thing. Texas fans are texting me and calling me saying, I will never chant SEC. We never wanted you here in the first place. Take A&M and Missouri back with you. Start Bench Cup being brought to you by our friends over at Heritage Realty, a boutique brokerage focusing on the needs of you, the customer. They specialize in property management. So if you're looking for somebody who can help you one-on-one, not handing you off to a third party, commission collecting, all the other kind of sleazy things, they don't do that, man. They want to focus on you to make sure you, the customer, are very happy. Check them out online, heritagerealtyknox.com.
Take A&M and Missouri away and bring me Wake Forest and NC State, right, Tyler? That's what you want. Because if you take NC State, if you take Carolina, you take Duke, you got to take Wake. Got to take Wake. They're all right there. That's what you want.
Sorry, I would love to. I would love that. SEC basketball legend Tim Duncan. That would be fantastic. Chris Paul.
SEC great Chris Paul.
SEC legend J.J. Redick. SEC legend Michael Jordan?
It's true.
Okay.
You get it there.
How about Intercontinental Champion Apollo Crews joining us? Friday Night SmackDown coming to Thompson Bowling Arena on Friday, September 17th. We got a pre-sale code and everything. We'll talk to Apollo next here on the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal. As a huge pro wrestling fan, put a huge smile on my face. It's happening Friday Night SmackDown. On Friday, September the 17th, or as you guys view it in your Tennessee football schedule, that's the day before Tennessee Tech comes to town. Chat a little bit about what's happening coming up on September the 17th. How about it? How about the Intercontinental Champion himself, Apollo Crews, joining TSL this morning? Apollo, good morning to you. Tyler Ivins and Eric Kane. And first and foremost, we want to say thank you. We're so happy a champion can join us because championships have been starving as of late here in Knoxville. My friend, good morning to you.
How are you doing this morning?
Everything's going well.
I appreciate that introduction.
I got to ask you right out of the gate, Apollo. Look, we'll get right into the skinny of things. You're an SEC guy, all right? We talked about it. We've been promoing you for a little bit. Your days at Auburn, your thoughts about coming back to the SEC, and when was the last time you were in Knoxville, Tennessee, let alone Tennessee itself? Has it been a minute since you've been here in the Volunteer State?
I can't even remember. It's been a very, very long time, but I always have a good time in Tennessee. Knoxville, I don't even know if I've been there with WWE yet. I think the last time I was in Knoxville may have been when I was on the Independence, what feels like a very long time ago. So it'll be nice to come back and reunite with the fans. And it's great because the fans are back. You know, that's something that we have missed over the last year and a half or so. But they're back now, and I'm looking forward to it, and I know they're looking forward to seeing me.
You know, it's so funny that you say that, Apollo, because immediately when you look at it from where you are in sports entertainment and you guys having to do so much down at the Performance Center in the state of Florida during the pandemic, we're hearing the same thing from professional athletes like the Titans, collegiate athletes like in Knoxville. Can you even try to even dissect that for us? Can you Rubik's Cube that a little bit and share – and maybe it's just an adrenaline rush. What is the difference between, obviously, an empty or a performance center compared to, again, you coming out to your music in Knoxville September the 17th when SmackDown comes to town?
The noise is one thing. The adrenaline, like you said, the only way we know, well, one of the main way we know if whatever we are doing in there is working, or if they like it or if they hate it, is the fans.
Right.
If they're cheering or if they're booing or if they're quiet or whatever their reaction is, it allows us to be a better performer and kind of sometimes when you're out there, you have to live in the moment and do certain things that, improvise. So
sure,
that helps a lot. When it comes to improvising or just anything like that. So that noise, there's nothing like, you know, when your music plays or anybody's music playing, you hear the screams, the boos, whatever it is, you just hear the noise from the fans. And that's something that we have been missing for quite some time now. You know, it was good for us because a lot of us got to be home. For myself, I got to be home and be a father to my two kids.
Right.
I'm really, really, truly understand what being a father was about, and it helped me change as a man and become a better man. But there's nothing like performing in front of a live crowd when it comes to WWE, especially the way our fans are, you know, and our fans are from all over the world. So that support that we get and that love or that hate that we get goes a long way. So I'm excited to come back to Knoxville. Come back to Knoxville and see how much they hate me. They may love me. But for me, I just want to hear some noise. I just want to hear the noise. That's it.
Yeah, you're going to hear some noise here. There's no doubt about that. Now, Paul, I want to take it back a little bit. Before professional wrestling, you know, you attended a military high school and you were, you know, a multi-sport athlete, played football. I believe you ran track and played soccer. Kind of, let's talk a little football right now. Everybody loves football in this area. What position did you play on the football field? I'm going to assume some type of linebacker, maybe a defensive end position there on defense.
And I was a linebacker. There. I played a little bit of football. I was not, believe it or not, I was not the best. Obviously, I was not the greatest football player in the world, but my brother was the real football player. He played at Furman University in South Carolina.
Okay.
But it was something I enjoyed. It was, there's nothing like that sport, you know, and I have a lot of respect for any athlete in general. But my football days are long, long, long over, and they were less than in high school. But it's something that I wish, as a young kid, I would have pursued a lot more. My father, being Nigerian, growing up, watched soccer, so that was something that I grew up playing. He was never really a huge fan of football until my brother started playing, but now he's kind of become more familiar with the sport. So, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it while it lasted, but it was obviously not meant for me. And now this is what I do now. I perform inside of a ring.
A few more minutes with Apollo Crews, Intercontinental Champion, Friday Night SmackDown, coming to Thompson Bowling Arena on Friday, September the 17th. Apollo, in many markets, many different formats and stations, I've had the opportunity to interview other WWE superstars, from Xavier Woods, Cesaro, Kofi Kingston. And believe it or not, when asking very broad questions, you have come up in each one of those interviews. And the common thread with those, they talk about your work ethic. And when they share about the road and tour, your thoughts on hearing that so many of your peers over the years, because, man, you were kind of like that hot prospect, man. You came in, you short time at NXT, pop, you were on the main roster. And now, look, you continue to see championship gold and deep into your career. Thoughts about the respect you get from your peers there on the roster with WWE?
No, I kind of got the idea when I first won the United States title. You know, I think I got the text from almost every single member on the roster.
Right.
For me, that showed me the respect and the true appreciation and the love. So for me, it's there's nothing greater than having respect from your peers and the people that you work with. So it's an honor to hear them talking about me that kind of way. And they also should talk about themselves that kind of way, because to be a WWE superstar in general, your work ethic has to be, it goes past just what you do in the gym,
right,
or what you do at home. You know, the patience, the mental is another thing that is that's huge, because sometimes it may just not be your time, and some things may happen, they may not happen when you want them to, and they may happen when you least expect it to happen. So, again, for those guys who have mentioned my name and talk about my work ethic, I really, really appreciate that, and I'm going to continue to work just as hard. And just because I have, you know, a title right now, it does not mean the work stops. It does not mean my mental changes. It actually means I have to work harder, because now there's a target on my back, and everybody wants a piece of the champion. So I have to work harder and smarter all at the same time. So, again, I can't be more thankful and more grateful for that respect that I've received from my peers.
Well, Apollo, we're going to step aside now with you. We appreciate a few minutes. I'm calling you the Intercontinental Champion now, but seeing that there's a little stop called SummerSlam between now and you guys coming here September 17th, maybe you'll still be champion, maybe you won't, but at this time, tickets on sale this Friday.
Maybe. Hold on, before I leave, I want to say, so the pre-sale tickets actually go on sale today.
Yeah.
At 10 a.m. local time, and you can get those at KnoxvilleTickets.com with the pre-sale code Knoxville. So go ahead and do that so that you will not miss this show on September 17th. Who does not want to be there with the live crowd, the fans are back, and the WWE superstars, all of your favorites and your most favorite, me, are coming to town.
Look at that. Apollo Crews, man. The guy comes in, champion, gives you a pre-code, and already giving you an opportunity to grab tickets before they go on sale on Friday. He is just a gift that keeps on giving. Apollo, continue success, and hopefully we'll still see the Intercontinental title around your waist when you come through the gates here at Knoxville September 17th, my man.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Be well, Paulo.
Better watch what you say, Tyler Robbins.
He's got Commander Aziz hangs out with him. He's like 7 feet tall, so I probably need to stop trash talking the Intercontinental Champion Apollo Crews, taking a few minutes to shine with us here on the starting lineup. If we're going from Apollo Crews' music, there's a reason why we have Shay McMahon's Here Come the Money music each and every day here on the starting lineup. Let's get in and get out of here quickly. Riding with Ivins as we say goodbye. I want to look at the Detroit Tigers money line today. Here's the reason why. One reason and only reason. Minnesota Twins are throwing Jay Happ. Anytime Jay Happ is on the hill for the Twins, go Oppo. You can get them plus money today. You're riding with Ivins for Wednesday, July 28th as we say bye-bye. It's going to be the Detroit Tigers money line over the Minnesota Twins. For Kaner, I'm Ivins. Thank you to Apollo Crews. Thank you to you. EA and Brian are next here on the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports.